It started as trash talk between two contributors to a national security blog. To settle their differences, they decided to host a drone smackdown. Not armed drones, of course, but model drones, the kind anyone can buy at a toy store or online. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports, while the smackdown was all in the name of fun, it also had some serious undertones.
Let's be clear. This was just a game for national security experts and aviation buffs trying to knock each other's little rinky-dink unarmed drones out of the sky on a beautiful afternoon at the end of the summer.
We're somewhere in Virginia.
Shane Harris, a national security writer and the judge of this contest, sounds merry. But for a moment last week, the whole drone smackdown was up in the air. A park in Washington had been ruled out after the Federal Aviation Administration warned that machines not much bigger than your kid's toy helicopter didn't belong in D.C.'s restricted airspace. Ben Wittes is an architect of the competition.
Rather to my surprise, I got a phone call from the FAA informing me that they considered it improper and illegal to run drones in Washington.
Even toy store versions like these, he says. So the race was on to find a new location only days before the event. They settled on a grassy area in Manassas, Virginia, bordered by a pond, leafy trees, and a patch of poison ivy. Five contestants arrived Sunday afternoon and began to unwrap their machines. Judge Shane Harris reminded the players about the rules of engagement.
Moreover, air attacks on ground targets, including your pilots and your judge, are prohibited.
After a few more minutes of fumbling, round one.
All right, let the battle begin.
The first contestant was a drone with interlocking black loops to protect the rotor, shaped like the burners on your stovetop. The machine belonged to Wittes, founder of a national security blog called Lawfare. The opposing drone was draped with blue and white yarn, resembling the tentacles of a jellyfish, but it couldn't get any lift. Homeland Security consultant Paul Rosenzweig tried to rally his team, including his grandson, Ryan.
Ryan?
Lower. Ryan. It disconnected and it's not letting me do anything.
You disconnected it?
It disconnected.
Ah, so Ben is messing with it.
Messing with it, all right, by jamming the wireless signal so Rosenzweig couldn't talk to or direct his drone. His machine dropped to the grass and it didn't get up. Not much of a dogfight when one of the drones can't get off the ground. The remainder of the contest proved no contest at all because of the paralyzing cyber attack by Wittes' children aged 11 and 14. They pointed out the name of their drone derived from the word Stuxnet, the infamous real-world computer virus discovered in June 2010 that targeted Iran's nuclear enrichment efforts. The State Department's top lawyer declared last week that cyber attacks could be acts of war. But on the field near Manassas, as the judge announced a victor, Wittes told a protesting Rosenzweig that he had played by the rules as written.
All right, as the judge, I officially declare that Ben Wittes is the champion.
All right.
A little bit of a cheater, but okay.
Hey, man, in any negotiation over the laws of war, it pays to be the draftsman.
To a lot of people, drones are no laughing matter. U.S. machines equipped with deadly missiles have killed al-Qaeda leaders in Pakistan and Yemen. They've also killed some innocent civilians. Founders of the smackdown say they appreciate those concerns, but Wittes says he thought it was important for the event
to highlight the degree to which very powerful, very inexpensive robotic technologies are becoming available to anybody who wants them.
Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.